When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're looking for you on the Moist Line. Leave a message using the iHeartRadio app. It's the microphone icon. Or by the way, you can also access the podcasts that are put up there right after the show ends at 4. Or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We'll be hearing more next hour on what happened in Montebello with what they call a land spout, sort of like another version of a tornado tearing the roofs off some buildings. We'll get an update from KFI's Blake Trolley on the wild weather and an update on that Mark Ridley Thomas trial. A lot of attention now being focused, as it rightly should be, on the son, Sebastian Ridley Thomas. That's who Mark Ridley Thomas is accused of trying to make all the deals for by handing money over to USC from the county of Los Angeles to get his son good positions at the school.
What a sad sack his son is. No wonder Ridley Thomas might go to prison trying to save his son. Boy, what a loser. All right, one of our favorite pinatas over the years has been this Hassan Okrada. We got to be aware of him in Los Angeles County. We've got, what's the name of this organization?
SCAG, Southern California Association of Governments. It encompassed not just LA County, a bunch of counties here in Southern California.
It's all the local communities banding together to come up with a transportation policy. Since
road diets.
We're all intertwined and everything.
2017, we were big on road diets, and that's when we learned a lot more about Hassan Okrada.
Yeah, and out of his head. Now, his brain was trained literally in communist Russia in the 1980s. He went to Moscow University while it was still communist. In the 80s, his first job in the communist government as a bureaucrat was something with the Moscow subway system, okay?
Yeah.
So he's a dyed-in-the-wool communist, trained in communism, worked in communism bureaucracies. He comes to Los Angeles to become the head of SCAG, and all his ideas are about mileage taxes, tolls, congestion pricing. You name it. It was everything about getting cars off the roads and charging people exorbitantly.
Now he's still around. He moved over to SANDAG, the San Diego Association of Governments, as executive director. Apparently, he's paid more than $400,000 a year and has annual compensation that goes above $600,000. Yeah. They lured him away, thank God.
Yeah. He's a Bernie Sanders-style communist.
Yes, exactly.
Like Bernie
right.
has three homes worth over $1 million. That's Okrada's model here.
So tomorrow there's a meeting scheduled. It's sort of a performance review of Hassan Okrada. I think you know what we think of his performance. And again, he pushes the mileage tax, the road diets, and mass transit to the hilt. We're going to talk to San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond now about this, plus some questionable spending. Let's find out more.
Jim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Now you got me all wound up again and frustrated because we've got this guy now in San Diego County.
I know.
I wish you'd have kept him in L.A.
Who the hell hired him to be the executive director? Didn't you know his past?
It was the Sandag board. Sandag is the San Diego Association of Governments. They hired this guy and thought he was the best thing since sliced bread. And he's been done nothing but cause turmoil down here. And what his plan that he just put forward in 2021 plan for our transportation plan basically just taxes people into submission, into using public transportation. That's his whole plan, is just tax us with a mileage tax, with roadway taxes, with toll charges, everything else, just to get people out of their cars.
And right.
It's not a plan we want.
He tried that in L.A., but of course, if you go on a metro train here in Los Angeles,
with the homeless,
you end up getting stabbed or raped. So his whole idea just didn't really work out.
No, and actually, there was an audit done. There was credit card misuse. He actually gave campaign contributions to sitting board members, to those that agreed with him, and he gave it to the opponents of those who didn't agree with him. Any other hired official in government, if they're trying to stack their board like that, would be fired. Any city manager, any county manager would be fired. This guy still is there.
Let's talk about the credit card purchases. This is the Sandag credit cards. Almost $2.5 million of tax dollars on the credit card. And $250,000 on bookstores? Who spends $250,000 on bookstores in the year 2023, no less? I can hardly find a bookstore that exists.
Well, that's true. I don't, an internal auditor, luckily they have an internal auditor, came up with this. And Okrada's, his answer is, well, this is just politicians and talking, and there's nothing really to see here. Well, he wants billions of dollars, and he can't handle a couple million, and he wants to control billions of dollars.
I mean, is there a detailed audit of the bookstore? Because I got to drive 10 miles to go to a real bookstore. I can't imagine $250,000. I mean, a book is about $25, right? So what did he buy? 1,000
books on transportation. I don't know.
He must have bought 100,000 books. He must have bought 100,000 books.
Also notable, Jim, is $169,000 on Southwest Airlines. I thought this is a man that's worried about climate change.
Well, and he drives an SUV. So he's the epitome of what he's trying to get rid of. You guys used to have a segment, Hack in a Dumpster.
Oh, yeah.
I wish you'd have kept a lock on that one.
No,
I think we did put him in a few years back, but he got out, apparently.
How much does he eat? $69,000. How much does he fly? Where is he flying to? He's telling everybody to take a train or a bus. He's flying all over the place, and I want an answer on the bookstores. I mean, this is the most outrageous list of credit card purchases I have ever seen. You guys got to fire
especially
him.
From a transportation agency. And that's what I've been trying to do. I'm trying to get people riled up I let him know last week when his preliminary personnel review was up with the executive committee. Now he's going to go before the full board. We want to make sure that the public is there and the public can speak to this. And we've been sending out the links and things like that for people to do to get rid of this guy. The only consensus he's been able to build in San Diego County is we all hate the mileage tax. Both sides of the aisle hate this mileage tax. He actually, even after being told to get rid of the mileage tax in this plan, he went and submitted the plan to CARB, which is the California Air Resources Board in Sacramento, with the plan in it, with the tax in it, 6 months after he was told to remove it.
That's insubordination. He should be dismissed for that.
No, people have to hear this timeline. In December 2021, the board of directors voted to remove the mileage tax, but Okrada went in and submitted the plan anyway with the state, with the tax. Then they voted in June 2022. And then they voted again in September 2022. Both times, remove the tax. The transportation plan still has the tax.
It does. And that's the only plan that's right now with the state of California. They have not taking it back. It's still the plan there with the mileage tax. Everybody wants it out. Even that we got a new chair at Sandag, and the chair says we want this out of here. But he's insubordinate. He thinks he knows better than the board, and he'll probably get through this personnel evaluation. You know, free as a bird, and I wouldn't doubt if they give him a raise.
What? Why? Crazy. What does it take?
Well, he's saving the world, you know, from climate change with this. It's pretty much.
You'll have a whole bunch of Nathan Fletchers down there. Is that what it is?
What? This is nuts.
You, that's it.
That's nuts. He ought to be investigated for these credit card charges.
Well, and he's trying to tax us into the past of trains and trolleys and buses. You know, we've got technology. Technology in the future is going to be autonomous vehicles, technology lanes. You know, get those types of things is, I think, where the investment needs to be. But he's trying to tax us into submission into the past.
All right, Jim. So tomorrow there's some sort of performance review being done by what, the board?
Yeah, the board of directors. Unfortunately, it's going to be in closed session, but you can talk to closed session prior to them going into it and for public comment. But you can go to my website, jimdesmondcountysupervisor.com, and check that out for the links and get information. But call in. We need ordinary people calling in and just, you know, people that have to take cards, people with families and kids. Service providers, you know, the landscapers and plumbers and people that have to drive to get to where, you know, get to their jobs. In Southern California, most people can't afford to even live near their jobs. They have to, you know, live an hour away and commute in and via car. So this is crazy.
Why is the government always the enemy of normal people? Why is this? Why are we always fighting all this nonsense? And like we don't have enough crazy people yet to import one from Russia?
Well, we imported them from L.A., so thank you very much.
All right, thanks for talking to us. San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond. Have a good day.
Take care.
Okay. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
There, we're on from 1 to 4. You missed the show. Pick up the podcast. It's posted up right after 4 o'clock, all 3 hours. At KFIAM640.com. Just get your way to the John and Ken page or use the iHeartRadio app. And John, that voice line is taking calls. It's available.
Yes.
There are openings.
I just called and complained about myself. You ever get sick?
I want to hear that. I want to hear that call played on Friday.
I haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay. Well, it's going to be exciting. You called and complained about it. Did you identify yourself as yourself?
I am just sick of myself. You ever get like that?
We all are.
You just, I'm joining the club.
Okay.
It's like you're all right.
I can tell lately you are sick of yourself.
I am sick of myself.
There's a certain disgust that you project. 1-877-MOIST-86.
Starts in the morning when I look in the mirror. It's like,
1-877-664-7886. Here's your quick Trump update. The grand jury hearing the evidence didn't even meet today. There are rumors that this may go away. Just rumors. We don't know. This indictment may not happen.
There have been stories in every direction.
And that's how Trump was and always is. You never can tell. He's a wild card. He's going to do, what people around him are going to do. Supposedly he's told advisors that if this happens, he wants to be handcuffed and make an appearance in court. There are some that thought he would go the opposite direction and do this quietly.
No, he wants
to make a public show of this because he's running for president.
He wants to be a martyr nailed to the cross. That's what he wants.
One of my favorite headline stories today, which I did not do the clickbait, was, what would a Trump run for presidency be like when he's behind bars? What would it be like? Stupid stuff.
What would a Trump presidency be like behind bars?
Sure, he could run the campaign behind bars and still be in prison when he gets elected next year, right?
Somebody asked me this the other day. If he gets convicted of a felony, does that keep him from being president? No, it doesn't. There's only two qualifications to be president. You have to be 35 or over, and you have to be a natural-born citizen. And even with that, there are waivers as well.
Well, all right. Let the mayhem begin.
Yeah. So
that's all we know. So they're supposed to, I think, meet again tomorrow, but there's no word whether or not that's going to happen or what's happening with this indictment story.
This is a ridiculous case to bring. This really is just some kind of Democratic power play. And that district attorney allows Gascon-like mayhem to flourish in New York. He doesn't prosecute anything. Nothing.
No. But so, he wants headlines for this. So.
Going after a paperwork crime, covering up your payment to a porn star. Good Lord.
Now we bring you this. We were just talking about Hassan Akrata. He's the communist that heads up the San Diego Association of Governments. He was formerly the head of the Southern California Association of Governments.
I checked
the
my
executive
math.
Director.
I checked my math, by the way. I missed a zero. The $250,000 that he ran up at a bookstore, that would be 10,000 books, which is still a tremendous
at an
number.
Average price of what?
$25 a book.
Okay, I haven't bought an actual hardcover book in a long time.
That's my whole point. Hardly anybody goes to a bookstore to buy a hardcover book anymore, all right? I know some people do. For the most part, they don't.
Maybe it wasn't books.
What is the book?
Videos.
What did he buy? Videos. What did he buy there? Or the executive board and the staff. What are they doing?
Well, he's a big believer in mass transportation, which brings us to this story from L.A. Watchdog. Believe it or not, it's about California high-speed rail. The gist of it is, the way things are going, they are clearly going to be out of bond money. It was only $10 billion passed in the year 2008, where 53% of people approved it. That is not nearly enough even to finish the pathetic segment from Bakersfield to Merced. So where this story is headed, it's 171 miles. That's it. Bakersfield to Merced, it's now going to cost like $30 billion. So they don't have that money. It's actually $35 billion from what I'm reading here. So
they don't
the gist of this story is, if you can believe it or not, they might try to put on the statewide ballot a $100 billion bond measure.
$100 billion? That would be 10 times the original bond measure.
Yes, this is to build out the whole system with their current cost estimates.
Who's going to do this? Who's putting this on the ballot?
Well, the legislature could do it.
The legislature's going to do
this? Or the high-speed rail people could do some sort of signature collecting thing. I don't know.
Oh,
but
come on.
It looks like it's one of their only ways out. The federal government's not going to give enough money.
No.
There are no investors who are going to invest in this thing.
No.
So the only choice is to go back to the taxpayers with a bond. And they're thinking, well, we got away with this in 2008. Maybe we can pull...
Wait. We've had 15 years of failure. 15 years of big headline failure. Who thinks that this would pass? Not even here in whack job California would this pass.
It would not.
Joe Biden!
I would just love to see this on the ballot so we could pummel it every day.
Oh, please. Give us the material.
Right now, it's only a theory that this is where they might go. Because they're not going to get enough from the Biden people. And they're not going to get any more from the legislature gives them some of the climate change money from the carbon tax.
But it's
not enough to.
It's pocket change.
Yeah.
$100 billion is an enormous amount of money.
Yep.
I mean, in 50,
it says here the total cost now, none of this is credible, is $128 billion to build out the whole system. Remember, the original estimate was $33 billion. They were going to take $10 billion from the bonds, start the system, and then get investors to get them to the $33 billion. But now they're going with $128 billion.
Now you see why they need
$100 billion.
And people should know this is the construction unions that keep this project going. They back Newsom into a corner and the Democrats in the legislature and say, guys, you don't want to be primaried. You don't want to have an opponent in the Democratic primary. We'll fund that opponent and we'll run commercials claiming you're a child molester. So you are going to keep voting for whatever funding you can find. And the same thing with Newsom. It's like, hey, you want to be president? You want us to fund an opposing candidate and lose in California? That's what it is.
The story in City Watch LA comes with a picture, probably from the Central Valley, of some of the construction. And it looks like the bridge to nowhere. It's an elevated railway, whatever they call a viaduct. And it just kind of ends. I think the high-speed rail people should just jump off there, right there with that. Looks like a perfect place for them to...
Can we have a televised mass suicide for the board? What the hell?
They've stolen enough money. All right, coming up next.
Oh, please put this on the ballot.
We'll give you an update on the trial of Mark Ridley Thomas, the suspended LA City Council member who's being tried by the feds, and that's important, the feds, on a case of corruption when he was on the LA County Board of Supervisors. And of course, a lot of focus lately has been on his son, and that's supposedly what he did all this for, in this corruption accusation for his son, Sebastian. We got to know a lot more about him from this story. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
By the way, podcast after 4 o'clock, you can hear this whole show again or for the first time. Anything you missed on the iHeart app, John and Ken on demand.
Yes. All right. Was it a tornado? Was it a land spout? Anyway, we'll find out more about what happened in Montebello earlier today, where the roofs were torn off of some buildings. Debris was flying. Somebody got injured, we understand. We'll be talking to Blake Trolley, who went out there to get the story firsthand after the news at 3 o'clock. We'll also update you on the LA Unified School District strike. Two quick headlines. Mayor Bassetti got involved. We're not sure exactly how, but she's decided to stick her beak into this. And there is also word from the union that they may resume a strike soon, and it will have an indefinite endpoint. That after these 3 days are over, they may say, well, if we don't get what we want, we're just going to go out, walk out without any end date.
You know what? They should all be fired. With all the immigrants coming into the country that need work, they should fire everybody in LAUSD.
No. You just said yesterday, though, they can't find people to do these jobs now.
No, they will. You give them to the immigrants and say, take these jobs or you get deported.
Okay. How about that?
I'm being kind. I'm giving the immigrants work. I'm giving them an opportunity.
Nobody gets deported anymore, so good luck with that.
This is my kingdom.
Your kingdom, I forgot.
Okay.
It's important when you have a trial to establish for the jury, because jurors like this, motive. We're talking right now about the suspended Los Angeles City Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas. He is on trial by the federal government. Corruption. The claim is he tried to use the power on the Board of Supervisors that he had to steer contracts to USC School of Social Work in return to get some good things for his son, Sebastian Ridley Thomas. So what the prosecutors were laying out recently was the whole story of his son, Sebastian Ridley Thomas, to show you the motive that Mark Ridley Thomas, why he was behind this. In 2017, Sebastian Ridley Thomas was just 30 years old, but resigned from the state assembly before the end of his third term in office. Publicly, he was talking about health concerns. But we learned that the Me Too movement is what really got him. 2 sex harassment complaints. It was left out of his resignation letter, but apparently everybody believed that really was what was going on, that he left Sacramento. He actually wrote to his father, "For your information, rumors are another Los Angeles legislator is next." He was talking about the end of the career of Assemblymember Matt DeBabna. Remember that story?
Mm-hmm.
He was sexually...
Yeah.
That was a weird one. Was that the one where he pulled down his pants or something, allegedly in a bathroom?
I just don't remember the details, and I don't want to.
So he resigned, and Mark Ridley Thomas's reaction was this: "Don't react. These are scare tactics." Mm. So they knew that his time was limited, so they were looking for an out, which prosecutors say propelled Mark Ridley Thomas to start working on the next phase of his son's life.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? You mentioned his resignation letter. They put out health problems as the reason he was resigning, and they actually have a set of emails in evidence, the back and forth between the Ridley Thomases and their political consultant Bill Wong. And this is why I always rail about these official statements. And yeah. I always say these are concocted by lawyers and PR people, crisis management people. And it's true. And this is the proof. Because a Capital blog wrote that eyebrows must be raised while Sebastian was leaving. And Wong, the PR guy, said, "Well, people will move on as long as the reality of Sebastian's health problems is a plausible alternative narrative."
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and our reaction to rumors and gossip do not come across as overly defensive. See, this is what the professionals do. It's like, no, just keep saying it's health because that's plausible. See, and we just won't respond to the stuff about the sex harassment that was the reason he was being driven out of office.
Well, they actually put his doctor on the stand, the defense did. He had his gallbladder removed. That's what the doctor said.
Yeah, and you know, people quit their careers all the time. Because they can't live without a gallbladder.
So apparently Sebastian was emailing the head of USC's public policy school, a guy by the name of Jack Knott, about a part-time professor position he hoped would pay $25,000 while he completed a social work and public policy dual degree program. He wrote, "Practitioner in residence is a preferable title. I would like to be ready to launch in January." This was December 5th.
What is this practitioner in residence?
Practitioner in residence.
He's a pomfoon just like his dad.
He looks just like him. Do you see that picture?
Oh, yeah, I know.
They're a spitting image of each other.
Yeah, that's a pretty large image.
So months earlier, the dean of USC's social work program, that's at Maryland Flynn, compared Sebastian to another prominent former student who received a full scholarship, none other than L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. Quote, Flynn wrote, "I intend to open every door for him, just as I did with Karen."
Yeah.
See, that's pretty damning.
Yeah. No,
Bass. That shows you that's right, because these politicians are going to get me money.
Bass got a degree in exchange for pushing legislation in Washington that would enrich USC. It really happened. It's the truth. And nobody in the media wants to talk about it. Nobody in politics wants to talk about it. But what they're nailing Mark and Sebastian Ridley Thomas for is the same thing that Karen Bassetti did.
So in the final weeks of 2017, Marilyn Flint urged her staff to give the highest priority to enrolling Sebastian, even though he hadn't even submitted transcripts. And another dean said, well, I don't think the timeline for him to start in January is feasible. Well, Flynn intervened. I think in the interest of showing Mark Ridley Thomas that we can deliver, it would be provident to get the offer letter out before the holidays. You can see what's going on here.
Yeah, right.
She's trying to make this happen fast because he's about to leave the legislature and he's looking for a landing spot.
Yeah, I don't want to blow this deal.
Right. Mark Ridley Thomas was also allegedly leaning on the head of LA County's Department of Mental Health, a Dr. Jonathan Sheeran. After a three-minute call on the morning of December 14th, he immediately shared Sheeran's contact information with Flynn, explaining he's ready to go with the old wink emoji. Ah, the wink emoji means we got it. It's a deal. But that doesn't sound corrupt.
It is corrupt. And some USC officials said they would like to have known about the sexual harassment investigation before Sebastian was hired. Listen to this, Rich. Quote, Michael Nickel, an associate vice provost, whatever the hell that is, it's really important within our school to provide good role models for our students. Oh, really? Like that gynecologist? How many hundreds of women did he sexually violate? How about the dean of the medical school that was doing drugs with prostitutes in Pasadena hotels? Wow. Who's the good role model there? Oh, right. How about the whole athletic department that was caught in the Varsity Blues scandal, taking bribes to get kids on teams?
So Sebastian began taking classes at USC in January of 2018. A week later, he reached out to the deans of USC's Social Work and Public Policy program regarding a job. Is there a written offer or agreement yet? And Flynn forwarded the message to her aide, would you jump all over this? We need to get this finished, right? Because we got to finish our end of the bargain here, our end of the deal. So I think they've laid out a pretty good case.
Yeah.
That these two are working together to help each other in this corruption trial.
You know, that doctor that was testifying for Sebastian, he was going through all of Sebastian's medical procedures, gallbladder removal, two procedures to drain an abscess.
Yeah.
How'd that happen? A painful gastrointestinal wound? How do you get that? He's 30 years old.
That sounds like he had real medical problems.
Well, how do you get abscesses and gastrointestinal
sounds like
wound?
Ulcers and stress or genetic. I don't know. Stuff like that.
There's a story there. The guy's only 30 years old.
I know.
What the hell?
I know. I don't know what he's doing now. Does anyone know? Is he still at USC? Did he go on to... This is like 5 years later. I don't know. All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's a lucky day. The Moist Line is suffering a bit of a drought. So there's openings for you to call using the iHeartRadio app to drop a message. There is the microphone icon. Or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886.
Blake Trolley's going to come on after 3 o'clock to explain what a land spout is.
If that's what hit Montebello, that's the belief. Some are calling it a small tornado. Is that a land spout? I guess
so. So it caused some damage in Montebello. Very
rare. Did anybody get hurt? There were earlier reports of one injury, and we don't know that much about it. But we'll find out more from Blake after the news at 3 o'clock. I'll update you on that school strike. Well, and one thing to clarify, too, about the salaries that we'll get into coming up in the big 3 o'clock hour. Well, what was more surprising to people? That Dick Van Dyke is still alive, or that Dick Van Dyke at 97 is still driving? Just a question I had.
I see him often in the news.
You meant often out on the streets of the West Side.
No, he's very active. I mean, they had some video of him doing like a song and dance routine on a sidewalk in London a few months back.
He was just on that dreaded show, The Masked Singer. Ever watch that? No, he seemed perplexed.
I have seen the last 2 minutes waiting for the news, and I've never understood it. And there was, I just didn't understand what was going on.
Oh, actually, it's not hard to understand. They put on those big, like, mascot heads,
yeah.
right? And they go out and sing, and you're supposed to figure out who they are. They're usually B or C or D celebrities. So Dick Van Dyke was one of the contestants, and I guess they also vote on how good you did, and then if you finish last, I think you have to expose who you are. You take the head off, the big mascot head or whatever it is, duck head.
I said, I only see the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't know he was on the show. He was the oldest ever to appear. I mean, honestly, 97. The thing he's always said, which is good advice, just keep moving. That was his only advice to people about a long life. Keep moving.
No, I read a story about him once. He has an extensive, and he's had it for a long time, an extensive like physical exercise regimen.
Yes. He was quite the dancer. He's very flexible.
He said he realized
those old movies.
The only thing that was going to keep him out of a wheelchair or out of a nursing home was to constantly exercise his body every day in like a real meaningful, strenuous way.
Yeah.
Maybe that's right. That might be the key.
That could be the answer. Meanwhile, we have, I don't know her. I guess this was the reboot of Baywatch, Alexandra Paula. She was found not guilty of theft for stealing two chickens. These are the activists.
Oh, this is Deborah's crowd.
Foster Farms truck.
The people who commit crimes and get away with it.
They took the chickens from a truck and they referred to us as an open rescue. She was charged of misdemeanor theft, but a multi-day trial in Merced County, they found her not guilty.
Multi-day?
They found her not guilty. Good.
Well, except she did it.
She saved some chickens.
There's a picture of her holding the chicken walking away from the truck. How does she not get convicted?
Well, all right, see?
There must have been animal people on the jury.
Exactly.
There's Deborah people
they
on the jury.
They did the right thing.
Yes.
You go, jury.
Jury nullification.
That's right.
Yep.
That's what the
this
what
is
the
a victory for the chickens. And they had names, Ethan and Jax.
Fantastic. This is the best story I've heard all week.
And all other living beings subjected to abuse by corporations like Foster Farms.
Yes.
I have so much love for the chickens in my family, and I want all animals to experience safety and respect. Oh, it's just like the teachers and the janitors. They want respect, too. Huh?
Yeah, and the chickens want respect, too. Oh, do you know how many chickens Americans consume per year?
Too many.
8 billion.
I think I read a number like that last week, and your jaw dropped when I said that.
Which translates to 21,917,000 chickens per day. How about that?
I don't like it.
I did eat chicken today. I had Chipotle. I did.
So she saved two.
Hey, you got to start somewhere. Maybe next it will be the cows or the pigs.
And another 21 million hit the grill.
Do we know what happened to the two she saved? I mean, are they still around?
She had them for lunch.
No, she didn't. No.
I had chicken for lunch today, too.
Oh, you did, too?
Yeah, some chicken and rice.
Yeah, that's what I had. Chipotle chicken and rice. And
yeah. I had a little piece of a cow.
I had a salad with garbanzo beans and avocado.
Yum.
What are you, a rabbit? Put her in a cage.
She pretty much is.
I am, yeah.
Coming up next, of course, it was another wild weather day, this time with the weather in and out. It was weird in that it would pour and then go sunny. Pour again as the last strands of this storm system have been making their way over Southern California. Excitement this morning out in Montebello, where it looks like some type of a small tornado ripped the roof off of a business. We have a live report coming up from Blake Trolley, KFI News. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI Newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.